Au fait abus a euro could be on scale of Savalia euro trademark a euro survivor advocate. Date modified colon 2024-11-20T13:01:01.607Z. Description colon speaking about her new role. Dame Jasvinder Singh Harris says Al Fayed's tentacles went far and wide. Al Fayed abuse could be on scale of Seville, says survivors advocate. Getty Images. The scale of Mohammed Al Fayed's sexual abuse could be similar to that of Jimmy Seville's, Harrod's newly appointed survivors advocate has told the BBC. There has been a torrent of allegations against the late billionaire businessman since a BBC documentary in September broadcast the claims of 20 women. Speaking about her appointment earlier this month, Dame Jasvinder Singh Harris said she had been contacted by a former pupil from a school for deaf children. Al Fayed had access to vulnerable young women from that school, she said, adding that testimony she had heard suggested that Al Fayed's tentacles went far and wide. The school told the BBC that as far as it was aware Al Fayed did not have access to the school, and that it takes safeguarding very seriously. We could be talking about something on the scale of Jimmy Seville, Dame Jasvinder told BBC Radio 4's World at One program. What we do know is that there are many people, and survivors have said this to me already, that were complicit in Al Fayed's abuse. They looked the other way. This could not have happened without people knowing about it, and he used his position of power and influence. Seville was one of Britain's most notorious and prolific sex offenders. He was a TV presenter and DJ who, until his death in 2011, used his prominent status to rape and sexually assault hundreds of people. In 2012, the Metropolitan Police said they believed there were 450 victims of Seville's abuse. He often used philanthropic work as a cover for his crimes. Dame Jasvinder added that there are currently about 290 women engaged in Harrods compensation process for former employees who say they had been abused by Al Fayed, and that she had written a personal letter to each of them. Separately, more than 70 women have contacted the BBC since the documentary was broadcast, with accounts of abuse by Al Fayed, including sexual harassment, sexual assault, and rape. But Dame Jasvinder believes there are others who have not yet come forward. Dame Jasvinder Singh Harris said there were about 290 people engaged in the Harrods compensation process. She added that she is keen to speak to all victims of Al Fayed's abuse, even if they didn't work at Harrods. Al Fayed is alleged to have also abused women at other businesses he owned, including the Ritz Paris Hotel and Fulham FC. She said, if you look at the breadth of the abuse, this didn't just happen in Harrods. I am already hearing from survivors who are saying this happened in other areas. The Harrods compensation scheme is only open to people who worked for the company. But Dame Jasvinder said she would never turn anybody away that was in need of support, even if they need to access me to talk that through, for me to be able to identify the appropriate level of support or process for them. I would absolutely encourage anyone affected by this, or who may know somebody that's affected, who just wants to have a conversation about the process, to absolutely contact me. Dame Jasvinder is a prominent human rights campaigner and the founder of the charity Karma Nirvana, which helps victims of honor-based abuse. She has previously spoken about her parents attempting to force her to marry when she was a teenager, her escape, and being disowned as a result. Dame Jasvinder was also a survivor advocate on the Church of England's Independent Safeguarding Board until the panel was sacked in June 2023, when the church said relations between board members and bishops had broken down. Survivors advocate appointed after Al Fayed claims. Harrods boss tells BBC he is dreadfully sorry for Al Fayed abuse. Harrods launched an internal review last year to see whether anyone involved in any allegations is still working there. As yet they have declined to say whether any action has been taken against any individual, or when the review might be completed. Hundreds of women are also working with separate legal firms in claims against the retailer. At a press conference last month, Justice for Harrods Survivors, which represents some of the accusers, said more than 400 alleged victims and witnesses had been in contact with them. Most of the 421 prospective claims were connected to Harrods, but others related to incidents at other businesses owned by Al Fayed, the group said. The survivors included people from the UK, US, Canada, Europe, Australia and Asia, the lawyers added. Al Fayed, Predator at Harrods, which aired in September, heard testimony from more than 20 female ex-employees at Harrods. The documentary and podcast found that during Al Fayed's ownership, Harrods not only failed to intervene but helped cover up abuse allegations. Responding to the investigation, Harrods' current owners said they were utterly appalled by the allegations and that his victims had been failed, for which the store sincerely apologized. If you have information about this story that you would like to share, please get in touch. Email, mafinvestigation@bbc.co.uk. Please include a contact number if you are willing to speak to a BBC journalist. Al Fayed, Predator at Harrods, a BBC investigation into allegations of rape and attempted rape by Mohammed Al Fayed, the former owner of Harrods. Did the luxury store protect a billionaire predator? Watch Al Fayed, Predator at Harrods on BBC iPlayer now. Listen to World of Secrets, Season 4, Al Fayed, Predator at Harrods on BBC Sounds. If you re outside the UK, you can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Survivors advocate appointed after Al Fayed claims he'd be enraged. Al Fayed abused survivors on their friendship. Al Fayed's brother Salah also abused us, women say, Harrods Mohammed Al Fayed.